Very nice segment we've got coming up. And as we like to, you know, look ahead in series, and the Giants are going to play the Padres next. Padres have won four straight. We're going to have Pat Murphy on, the new manager of the Padres this morning. We're absolutely going to do that. But we reached down to San Diego, to the sports leader, the Mighty 1090, and we found Nick Matos. And Nick is a Bay Area guy. He does a postgame show on San Diego's sports leader, and that is the 1090. But he's been a baseball coach in the Bay Area. He's played on collegiate national championship teams. He knows the game of baseball, and we invited him on this morning to talk a little bit about the Padres. So, Nick Matos, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mari. I'm doing great. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Yeah, we're always glad to get a look at what's coming up. And the Padres have won four straight, and they've turned things around a little bit again. James Shields' name is in the paper. Despaigne, who seems to own the Giants, is going Tuesday. Take us through a little bit of what's going on with the Padres, this little turnaround and this little winning streak they're on.
Well, this is their longest winning streak of the season right now, is four games. And luckily, they're playing the Colorado Rockies, Marty. They've had a lot of success with the Rockies. They're 7 wins and 2 losses against the Rockies on the season, so they have their number. The question for the Padres, though, going into the trade deadline, is whether or not they're going to be pretenders or contenders. They had a one-year plan or a three-year plan. That one-year plan was for them to make the playoffs, hopefully this year. The three-year plan may be to rebuild, and that's going to be a question for them. They're on this 10-game homestand right now, and if they do well on the homestand, Marty, I believe they'll stick with their original plan of trying to make the playoffs, maybe not win the division, but get into the wild card chase.
Well, so this series, all right, so Nick Matos is with us. He's part of the San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090 down there. Nick, so this series with the Giants actually becomes important for them. As I said, over this two-week period, a lot of teams kind of disappear. And I went through the list in the National League a little bit when I opened up today. I would say this may be a critical series for the Padres.
Absolutely. You know, I don't think they'll panic if they don't do well against the Giants. On the season, they've won 5 and lost 5 with the Giants, so they've played them even. And Despaigne is going to pitch one of the games against the Giants, and you know as well as I do, he's been a Giant killer. They haven't been able to get very many runs off of Despaigne, and he's fresh off of the All-Star, so if they can win at least 1 out of the 3 games, and I'm sure they want to win 2 out of 3 or sweep the Giants, I don't think they'll panic still. You know, they made a panic decision earlier in the season when they fired Bud Black. That was a management panic, if you ask me. And I don't think they'll do that again. I'm going to think they would wait till the end of the month, near the end of the month, see where they are in the standings and in the wild card race. And at that point, they do have some free agents that could bring them some trade value. The most talked about free agent, and the rumors are circling around Justin Upton.
He's
a fine player, Marty, 15 homers and a fine outfielder. Unfortunately, he is a free agent, and they have not re-signed him as of yet. I would like to think they're trying to do a negotiation with him right now, and if they feel they're probably not going to be able to sign him, Marty, they would be smart to try to get some value out of him right now.
Boy, very good point on Justin Upton. He's been even the Dodgers for some reason that name that team came up for Upton. I don't know what they do with him unless they move Puig as well. How about that? And also the Mets are looking for some punch to go with that offense. So Upton is right. And you know the funny thing about it, Nick, if Justin Upton went, they'd probably send Melvin with him because
they're brothers, so, you know, they want to stick together. Interestingly, though, Marty, there is a name out there that has not been highly circulated, and it's Derek Norris. Mm. Derek Norris, who's had a fine first half for the Padres. I actually thought he should have been on the All-Star team, but the Mets need a catcher, and they're very interested in Derek Norris. And the Mets have a player that the Padres really need a shortstop, Marty. All season long, they haven't had an everyday shortstop. They've platooned that position. And they have a young shortstop there, Ruben Tejada. If the Mets were to offer Ruben Tejada for either Derek Norris or Justin Upton, most like Derek Norris, because there's a catcher that the Padres want to play every day. And he played last night and hit a home run. His name is Austin Hedges. I think the Padres would take Ruben Tejada and trade Derek Norris.
Mm. Great, great insight, Nick. Very good insight into what the Padres may do. A.J. Preller, of course, made so many moves over the winter, and Don Welke is his mentor there, and we know Don for many years with the Rangers and the Dodgers. So, yeah, I think they'll be active. I really do. What about Matt Kemp? And I know they've got him, and he was that first marquee name that they brought in. What kind of a year is Matt Kemp? Has it gotten any better? Because we haven't seen him for a little bit.
Well, it's absolutely gotten better the last two games against Colorado's pitching. He's hit a home run and a couple of doubles. Matt Kemp has had second halves of the season that have always been outstanding. And he didn't play a very good first half of the season, Marty. It wasn't, let's say, what you would call a Matt Kemp first half. He drove in a lot of runs. He only had, I'm going to say, eight home runs. So he wasn't hitting the long ball, but he was definitely driving in runs. And I think Matt Kemp's going to turn into a impact player in the second half of the season here. He bats right in front of Justin Upton, and Justin Upton and him are a 3-4 combination that are pretty hard to beat in the National League. Mm. You know, Marty, I did want to mention, you had talked about the trade rumors, and I didn't want to get off without saying something about James Shields.
Okay.
You know, there's some talk out there about James Shields possibly being moved. And I know there was a lot of teams that are interested in James Shields. He's a fine pitcher, the ace of the staff for the Padres. And the Houston Astros are looking for a starting pitcher. And their manager, A.J. Hinch, who was the vice president of scouting for the San Diego Padres for 4.5 years, has inquired about James Shields. Now, the Padres really don't want to get rid of James Shields. They just signed him 4 years, $75 million, and he's by far the ace of the staff. They have a pitcher that's a free agent at the end of the year, Ian Kennedy, and they have many position players, Marty, that they would offer Houston for a shortstop that Houston has that's not being used anymore since they picked up that phenom shortstop, Carlos Correa. They have a shortstop there, Marwin Gonzalez, who would be a absolutely perfect fit for the Padres. He's not getting any playing time now with Carlos Correa there. And if the Houston Astros would take Ian Kennedy and two or three position players, they don't really need position players because they're so strong and young. But I don't think the Padres really do not want to get rid of James Shields. And I know Houston wants him. They're also looking at Cueto and Mike Leake from Cincinnati.
Wow. Great report, Nick. Great. A lot to talk about on a Sunday morning. We'll let you go with just a very brief question and just a brief answer, if you would. Pat Murphy, the college coach from ASU, Notre Dame, a few years in minor leagues with the Padres. Is he accepted now as the manager of the Padres?
Well, he's an interim coach. And when you put that interim in front of your name, that doesn't really give you that much confidence. You know, he's a fine coach, Marty. He's has never had a losing season. But when you bring a coach in the middle of the season, he doesn't have his coaching staff around him. The players don't really know his style. He's in a real tough spot right there. I hope the Padres will sign him and give him an opportunity for at least a year or two to turn this team around and get into the playoffs. You know, they haven't had a winning season in over 10 years there, Marty, and that should be their goal this year, to try to, if not make the playoffs, Marty, win more games than they lose.
Well, they probably had one in 2010 because the Giants beat them the last day, so I would think that probably is one when Jonathan Sanchez pitched the game of his life to put the Giants in the playoffs, and we all know what happened after that. So,
all right, yeah. you got me there, Marty.
Yeah, but okay. They've been digging. All right, hey Nick,
hey,
thank you. Go ahead.
I got one last little nugget. If we have just a minute, I got one last little nugget. Just if you don't mind, I think if the Dodgers don't meet their management's expectations this year, I think we're going to see Dusty Baker back as the manager of the Dodgers in 2016.
Okay. All right. Write it down. All right.
Throw something out there for you to think about, Marty.
Right. Nick, thanks for the report. We'll definitely have you on again, and I appreciate it. And good luck with your show on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090, as you co-host the 10th inning down there on Sundays. Thanks, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marty. Have
okay.
a great day.
All right. You too. All right. Boy, good report, huh, Raph? A lot of interesting information. Boy, stuff that I really hadn't thought of with the Padres. And the Giants go in there tomorrow.